Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
To get started, turn the computer on. Now, type in the word load and press the enter key. The computer responds with an instruction to press the play button.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
Let me just clear my throat. La la la. Okay, here we go again. This is show number 101. 101 shows. And everyone's different. And this one's really different because I'm doing all weird shit. You know, I just keep collecting this stuff in a file of, you know, interesting recordings that I think someday I might be able to use. Then I put them all together, throw them in a blender, spit it out, and that's what today's show is going to be. So go figure. It's a lot of stuff that I think you'll really enjoy. But there's usually my list is like, you know, like 50 or 60 songs. This one's like 150. Because there's lots of little snatches of music that I thought you might like this one. Oh, I've used that one before. That is "Turn Blue" by Jimmy McGriff. That's a Gullardi track. I've played music that I heard as a kid on the Gullardi show in Cleveland in the 60s. Lots of heavy organ, lots of instrumental rock. But that we're not doing that specifically today, though I'll probably throw in a few of those too. But it's just going to go, you know, kind of wacky to crazy to weird to you name it. Lots of stuff that was sampled on hip-hop records that I love, you know, instructional kind of educational movie soundtrack stuff and some coming attraction stuff and just things that sound great on the radio, on the computer, on your phone, on my show. So, yeah, let's just, you know, see where it gets us. It's going to be different than most shows. I don't think I'm going to back announce every song and say the year and the label and the producer and why I love it. Maybe once in a while if it's important, but mostly I'm just going to let the music and the funny stuff do the talking, and I'm sure it will. And I hope you enjoy it. But anyway, yeah, that's what we're doing today. It's not going to be the usual 6 20-minute sets. It's going to be like 8 15-minute sets. I haven't really done the math, but it's not typical, and you'll see why. Okay.
All set? Let's go.
And now, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the man you've been waiting for, the drum beater, the system cheater.
Okay, I've waited long enough, and now the time has come.
This recording is a collection of unintended indiscretions before microphone and camera.
Amen. 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 Twist, twist, twist. Amen. Amen. Amen.
again. Twist again.
Amen. 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 Amen.
More twist. Come on, more twist.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hey, you. I said everybody twist.
Service with a smile. Well, I've been drinking. joke. A kitten is standing on a corner. It's a nice, beautiful day. When all of a sudden, up walks the farmer, the owner of the chicken. The farmer says good morning to the chicken. The chicken says good morning to the farmer. And they stand and idly chat for a while. Suddenly, up walks a hooker. The hooker looks at the chicken and says to the chicken, "Hey, how about a lay?" The chicken says, "Not with my wife, you don't. You have dialed a dirty joke." A chicken is standing on a street corner.
And I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken. What to do? He's got a grudge against Frank Perdue. He's clucking a lot, but he's not saying anything. I plucked him once, why pluck him again? Psycho chicken.
Gentlemen and boys and girls, presenting Little Jerry and the Monotones.
Real mad. Real mad.
When someone slaps me in the eye and they don't even tell me why, that makes me mad. When I'm walking down the street and someone stomps upon, that makes me mad. Well, my hands start shaking and my knees get weak. My voice sounds funny when I try to speak. Don't want to see no one till way next week when I get mad. When I try to climb a tree and then I fall and hurt my knee, that makes me mad. And when I see some girls and boys and they won't let me share,
design a new type of game
that we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
And we're supposed to do this by treating ourselves to a fancy woman hunt, by turning them loose, hunting them down and murdering them in cold blood.
The game, playing to survive, aiming to win any way they can.
My dear friend, I do anything you want me to do. Please help me.
Everybody, hey, well, all right, hey, baby, well, all right, come on, pretty mama, right up where you belong, hey, not for it, I don't move a pound, oh, not for that time, yeah, yeah, oh, come on.
that you never heard before.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Lesson three.
See what I mean? Little bits and pieces of all kinds of funny stuff sewn together, stitched together by DJ Barrister. That's me. And this is my show, Time Won't Let Me. And I call it Time Won't Let Me because there's not enough time in the day, enough hours in the day, minutes in the hours, and seconds in the minutes to do everything I want to do. So I have to hurry things along. But that's not really why I call it Time Won't Let Me. It's because it's the theme song of my show is from the Outsiders from Cleveland. That's where I'm from. Anyway, I told you what we're going to do. We're going to do all kinds of crazy shit. It's going to go all over the map, and I hope you enjoy it. Let me back announce occasionally. We started out with, we heard Turn Blue by Jimmy McGriff. Then we heard something by the Wise Guys called Reintroduction. We heard Bob Asm doing Amen Twist. We did the Cleftones, a couple doo-wops. The Cleftones did Loverboy. Cuff Lynn did Service with a Smile. That comedy bit, Dial It or the Joke. That was the Conception Corporation. They were like a contemporary of the Fireside Theater. Hold on, what's going on here? Oh, here we go. Conception Corporation did Dial a Dirty Joke. And then after that, we did Psycho Chicken, The Fools. That's a parody of Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. I'm sure you picked up on that. Little Jerry and the Monotones did Mad, Makes Me Mad, Very, Very Angry. That's a track off a Sesame Street album that I pulled off of one of those Warner Brothers compilations. Then we heard a TV coming attraction for something called Woman Hunt. Then we heard Little Tony doing T-Bird. Then a snatch of Cut Chemist and DJ Shadow doing Let's Dance on the Planet Earth. And then we heard Alan Hawkshaw doing Convenience Shopping. That's that track I started talking over. This is the Puddle Jumpers doing Snake Charmer. See what I'm saying? There's so much. It almost, I'm going to try to back announce, but there's just too much to play, and probably I'd be better off playing more music, less talk, more enjoyment for you. This is DJ Barrister. This is RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the mission, and this is Johnny Holiday.
Degrees, our street level temperature outside in Cleveland, and it's guest star time.
Whenever my mommy does her housework, she always listens to the music on color radio. She's always listening to WHK in our house. My mommy says it's the thing to do.
Color Channel 14 Cleveland. Here's a hot prospect for the Tigers of Warrensville Heights High School.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
Wear white Levi's. You are probably human. You have all the luck.
Something weird.
Kids make me sick.
You act like little Miss Muffet, and down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood. Little pussy cat.
money all over this neighborhood, left and right, from everybody. I never paid him back, so I can't borrow no money from nobody no more, right? So who does that leave me to borrow money from but you? I borrow money from you because you're the only jerk off around here that I can borrow money from without paying back, right? Right? Because, you know, that's what you are. That's what I think of you, a jerk off. You smile.
Topsy, part two.
Okay, sorry, got a little frog in my throat. Anyway, we heard Johnny Holiday's a DJ from Cleveland, Ohio on WHK. That was his station break salute to Warrensville Heights High. part of my upbringing. After that, part of my upbringing, Jefferson Airplane doing their Levi's, white Levi's commercial. My father worked for Levi's when I was a kid. He gave me a copy of this little orange 45 of the Jefferson Airplane doing a white Levi's commercial. Boy, do I wish I still had that today. God knows how much it's worth. But yeah, it's Jack Cassidy going, I am a duck. I can't wear white Levi's. I remember so much when I was a kid because it's one of those memories that you just don't lose. After that, the Sid Dale Orchestra did the Hellraisers, Rock-A-Rama A-Go-Go. That was a track off a movie. Ken Nordine, from his album of colors, did the color Flesh. Alfred Hitchcock announced Music to be Murdered By. Then we heard Andre Williams doing Sweet Little Pussycat. You might remember him. He's from Detroit. He also did Bacon Fat and a few other greats. Don was in the Detroit All-Stars cover, both of those, I believe. They're going to be the High Sierra this year. And then we heard Robert De Niro as Johnny Boy, doing that amazing little speech from Mean Streets. All right. And then we heard some music behind me. We heard Topsy 2 by Crazy Cole. And this is Frosty and the Diamonds doing Destination Mars. So you get the picture? Lots and lots and lots of stuff. It's short attention span theater. We don't have a whole lot of time to play anything, but we have a lot of time to play a lot. So that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to keep on keeping on and just shove this thing into overdrive. In the next block of 12 snatches of music and other things, we're going to hear Uncle Picos and Buzz Clifford. We're going to hear Casey Kasem and Beans and Burns and Shriver. We're going to hear Perez Prado. We're going to hear Del Close. We're going to hear a whole lot of stuff. So buckle your seatbelts and put on your crash helmet, and here we go.
Before it gets started, ain't it? Oh, Froggy when Horton, he did ride Crambo. Froggy when Horton, he did ride Crambo. Froggy when Horton, he did ride a sword and a revolver by his side, Crambo. Crambo killed Fla La Ra La 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 Flop Doo Dell, but too long did you, too long did you. That's a hard part right in there, and a nephew. Crambo killed a la ra ro, flop a doo little bug too long that he tore off top on him at Crambo. And the yodel goes right in there somewhere, but it's a little too high for me. Ooh, where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be, Crambo? Where will the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a cottonwood, in a eucalyptus tree, Crambo. Crambo killed la 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 la. That's that hard part again, right in there. Crambo flop a doodle yellow bug too long, didn't come around top bottom and Crambo.
My girl, baby, sits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby has the beat, man, it is a shock when he goes.
He's a hollygolly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget his everybody's pride and joy when he goes.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey, and following a Beatle performance, one of my listeners wrote me a touching letter. Because it really happened, I'd like to share it with you. Dear Casey, if you're wondering what it is that I'm writing about, I'll tell you. I hug my favorite Beatle, George Harrison. On August 19th, the night of the Beatle performance at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, two of my friends came along with me. Naturally, when I saw George walk on stage, I screamed my heart out. When he sang, I knew that I had to touch him. When they announced their last song, I nudged Eric, the boy that I was with, and told him that I was going outside to try and find the limousines that they'd leave in. He said that he'd come with me. We ran outside and found that other people had the same idea. The crowd was so big, I lost Eric. I started to run all around looking for him, but I couldn't find him. Finally, I reached a part behind the Cow Palace where nobody was, and I decided to turn back. As I started to leave, I thought that I saw something behind the bushes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the great comedy team of Burns and Schreiber.
Camp! Yeah, here we go.
Where are you going?
Take me to Hotel Whitman, room 518.
They stopped me on the fourth floor.
Yeah. I tell you, that's quite a city you got out there, what you call New York.
That's what we call it.
Yeah. I love it. I love New York. I love it. I love New York in June. How about you?
Hey.
I love the Gershwin tune. How about you?
Hey.
East side, west side, all around the town.
Hey.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Hey.
Remember me to Harold Square.
Hey. No singing in the cab. You see the sign there? No singing in the cab.
You just get carried away with New York. What do they call that? The Big Apple?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. The Apple.
Yeah. I love it. Look at them buildings. Them buildings are something, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like stainless steel fingertips. Stretching their way toward the northeast skyline in a never-ending panorama of grace and majesty.
What are you, some kind of poet?
Well, I used to write for the Newman Club newsletter. You know, it's not that big.
Newman Club, that's a B'nai B'rith organization, isn't it?
You're Jewish, huh?
Well, I'm working with my hat on. Figure it out.
Hey, I was just back at that place where you picked me up.
Yeah, that's where you got in, right?
Yeah. They call that the Hot Spot Club.
Uh-huh.
That's where all the girls are. They're all in there. I walked in the door. There must have been 10 or 12 of them all over me. Blondes, brunette, redheads, they were all over me. I didn't go up to them. They come up to me. I didn't go up to them. They come right up to me.
Yeah, it sounds like they come right up to you.
Oh, yeah. This one girl was really all over me. Blonde girl. Good-looking blonde. Good-looking blonde girl.
Blonde girl.
Huh?
Good-looking?
You know her?
Familiar.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a little life left in the old troupe yet, huh?
Now, let's turn up the music and really have some fun.
Hey, look, you know, like, if you bought this record to learn how to speak hip, from a record man, that is the squarest thing I ever heard of. I mean, wow. But look, so like you bought it, you must need it. So that was a smart move, you know what I mean, or something?
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip.
Oh, just relax, baby. Me and this other cat, we're going to straighten you out.
This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
What time is it, man? I got to make a phone call.
Shh. The twilight world of the American hipster is an important American subculture with a language all its own. To enable you to speak this language of hip exactly like the hipsters themselves, we've provided an actual hipster to teach you the correct pronunciation and delivery of his language.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your instructor, Mr. Geets Romo.
Look, it's going to be a long session, man. Let's head out for some pizza or something.
Mr. Romo, would you speak into the microphone, please?
I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? So the public can pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody out and let them know where this whole other scene is, where it's at. And so everybody will stop coming on all the time. And then we'll get, you know, world peace.
We take you now to the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee, where rock and roll singer Jerry Lee Lewis and his new bride have just arrived from a tour of the British Isles. Our on-the-spot announcer has just notified us that Mr. Lewis has consented to an interview. Come in, Edward R. Edward.
This is Edward R. Edward at the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. Lewis, I'd like to ask you this question. How do you feel about being back home?
Feels good.
Well, Jerry, what did you say when the news of your marriage broke over in London?
The news is out all over town.
Well, how did you manage to get your marriage license with your wife being so young? Well, like Jerry Lee, where did you meet your charming wife?
Loving at the high school hall.
How did you propose to your wife?
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, that's a knock in.
Mr. Lewis, I see you have your attractive bride with you. Would you like to tell the audience something about her?
Shakes me up to see you walk. It tears me up to hear you talk. You charm my nerves the way you pet. You got more love than I'll ever get. I so save it, baby, save it. Don't you dare to waste it. Save it, baby, save it. Honey, you don't know how I crave it. Your love could kill the way you thrill. So save it all for me. I love the way you use your charm, the way you tremble in my arms. You got more love than two would miss, but I keep sparing the smallest kiss. So save it, baby, save it. Don't you dare to waste it. Save it, baby, save it. Honey, you don't know how I crave it. Your love could kill the way you trip. So save it all for me.
Scott! sweat. I'll charge it to him. Well, I'm sassy, but I'm very classy. Thank you, you're a good sport.
That's why the lady. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at eight now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Hermes and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. A life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California, it's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tell Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt, but she doesn't know what Mo tells her about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind and a face.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends on Beale Street that play.
This is a journey by DJ. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value, and a new experience.
Everything you always wanted to know about, but were afraid to ask.
So this is the story of how your life began.
Enjoyed all that. There was a whole bunch to listen to there, wasn't there? Starting out with Uncle Picos doing Crambone. That's off a Tom and Jerry cartoon. I love that. Buzz Clifford did Babysitting Boogie. That's the one that starts out with the baby gurgling. Casey Kasem read a letter about the Beatles, about meeting them, or Touching George. Remember that? A letter from Elena. Then we heard the Burns and Schreiber skit on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah, huh. Remember them? Then Perez Prado did Mama A-Go-Go. You might remember him from Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. That was a hit for him. He was a Cuban band leader. Del Close and John Brent did the introduction to How to Talk Hip. George and Lewis did that thing about the return of Jerry Lee Lewis. Mel Robbins did Save It. Peggy Lee did That Man. That's off the Batmania album. That also is where that Frank Gorshin, the Riddler thing I played at the top of the show came from. I'm going to do a whole show of Batman. I got a lot of Batman for you guys. And then after that, where did I leave off? Dick Catan and the Losers combo did I'm Sassy But I'm Classy. And then Buddy Greco did The Lady is a Tramp. That's a Frank Sinatra cover. A couple cuts by Cold Cut. Yeah, Cold Cut was an English hip-hop DJ that was so great. Of all of those DJs that those what do they call them? The people that played all those little bits and pieces of music in between or in front of or over their hip-hop mixes. Cold Cut was the greatest. And behind me is Glenn Derringer doing Spinning Wheel. That's a cover of a Blood, Sweat, and Tears song. You knew that. And here comes a whole bunch more. This is fun. We're going to keep going. We'll see if we can make it all the way through the show.
Hey, fellas, can I please go out and play?
Shut up and deal.
Of the wheel, the internal combustion engine, and the horse, to name but a few, shall unveil my latest invention. Soap. That's sir for sir, and ope for ope, soap.
And you're going to have a recording.
Oh, that's a very good question, Leonardo. I have been asked an intelligent question, ladies and gentlemen. What is soap for? And to that question, I shall give an intelligent answer. Soap is for eating. It is palatable to the palate, delightful to the nostril, vitamin-enriched and highly digestible. And, as Socrates once said, the proof of the soap is in the eating. So, how did it taste? Excellent.
This is High Fidelity, the amazing invention that has converted an ordinary loom into a magnificent loom. How did we ever live with run-of-the-mill before High Fidelity came along and made them the beautiful they are today? It's all right for a plain old to sound like a, but for a not to sound like a.
Thank you.
planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated, the monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York, Rodan is attacking Moscow, Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters.
Beware of the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create. The Astro Zombies cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious, Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten the city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Have you ever felt this desperate?
I want your hand slide between my thighs. I don't know where to lay it. Oh, your fingers are so hot.
Cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, I'm lost, can't do my thing. That's why I sing the gimme, gimme, dang, dang.
Now we come to the payoff.
Stuff that we just played there. A bunch of weird stuff. This is the Weird Stuff Show. That's what we're doing today. Just nothing but weird stuff. Let's see what we just did. We started out with the Wild Tunes doing Shut Ups. That is, I actually am going to announce the year and the label. It's 1958 on Madison Records. Also released.